Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, March 28th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Butler & Co. Marketing surpasses $50 million in annual ad spend, reinforcing its status as a digital marketing leader. Butler & Co. Marketing, under the leadership of CEO Armon Butler, hit a significant milestone by surpassing $50 million in annual ad spend. This milestone highlights the company's expertise in digital marketing and its ability to deliver strong results for clients in various industries. Armon Butler emphasized the importance of tailored strategies to meet each client's unique objectives, ensuring that every dollar is well spent. The agency's focus on innovation, data-driven insights, and strategic execution sets new benchmarks in digital marketing, empowering businesses to grow with confidence. Looking ahead, Butler & Co. aims to expand its global footprint, create jobs, and set new industry standards. Dokuto announces global bestseller status of leopard print tank top, marking milestone in women's apparel innovation. Dokuto, a leading brand in Amazon's women's fashion category, has achieved global bestseller status with its leopard print tank top. The garment, now a top-selling item in Europe and the United States, showcases the brand's commitment to inclusive design and premium manufacturing standards. Developed by Dokuto's Milan-based team, the tank top merges European aesthetics with functional styling, suitable for both casual and professional wear. Featuring contoured seams and reinforced stitching, the top offers structure and comfort in sizes from S to XXL. Celebrities and influencers in major fashion hubs have been seen wearing the piece, solidifying its transition from trend to staple. This success underscores Dokuto's dedication to quality, inclusivity, and affordability in women's fashion. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Emetis, Inc., NASDAQ, AMTX, Q4 2024. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Emetis, Inc., NASDAQ, AMTX, noting strong growth in renewable energy segments. Full-year revenues increased by 43% to $268 million in 2024. The company ended the year with $0.8998 million in cash, with a higher balance expected in 1Q25. Emetis RNG doubled its production capacity and plans to double it again in 2025. California Ethanol saw a 55% increase in revenues in 2024, with initiatives to boost sustainability and efficiency. India Biofuels revenue rose 20% in 2024, with plans for potential IPO and biogas production. Emetis' success is tied to evolving regulatory policies, including LCFS amendments and E15 ethanol blends. Valuation analysis suggests a range of 32 to 19.03 cents per share.
United Health Products provides update on FDA and OTC markets applications. United Health Products, Inc. provided an update on their regulatory and capital markets activities. The FDA requested additional tests for their Cellustat hemostatic gauze, confirming its safety for medical use. UHP submitted these results for their IDE application. Additionally, OTC markets requested more information for an uplisting of UHP's common shares, which has now been provided. There is no guarantee of approval for these applications. UHP has developed a neutralized regenerated cellulose hemostatic agent to control bleeding and is seeking approval for the surgical market. For more information, visit whpcorp.com or contact them at info@uhpcorp.com or 475-755-1005.
FDA clears new mechanical thrombectomy system. Venti V Scientific has received FDA clearance for their new mechanical thrombectomy system, including the Venti V Pulse platform, designed to remove blood clots from the peripheral vasculature. This system aims to improve patient outcomes by reducing pain, suffering, and disability associated with conditions like acute myocardial infarction, acute ischemic stroke, peripheral arterial disease, and more. The VentiV Pulse system is designed to provide precise thrombectomy force at the tip, reduce clogging, and minimize blood loss during procedures. With a range of catheter systems available, VentiV Scientific is focused on addressing unmet clinical needs and lowering procedural costs for patients and healthcare providers. UGI system upgrades set to begin in Bethlehem next week. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin system upgrades in Bethlehem on April 1st. The projects involve gas main replacements to ensure safe and reliable service. Some homes and businesses along the routes will have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. Construction will take place Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., impacting various streets until late April and mid-May. Road closures, detours, and parking restrictions are expected. Natural gas service interruptions may occur, requiring property access for equipment inspection and relighting. Weather and working conditions could affect completion dates. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRAMP Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRAMP curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRAMP.com to read all of today's news.